Making sense of it all. Now let's find out a bit more about some of the words you've learned in Conversation 1, Part 1.
Hey.
Hello. This is how you say hello in Swedish. Most people use this for all situations any time of the day. There is a more formal way of greeting someone, but it's very rarely used. It's
God dag,
which literally means good day. To say what your name is, you simply use the verb
heter,
as in
jag heter Anders.
This is used in the same way for all personal pronouns, whether you talk about I, you, he, she, it, we, you or they. If you want to say your name is Maria, you say
du heter Maria.
As you know, a surname is
ett efternamn.
The word for a Christian name is
ett förnamn.
And finally, as you might guess, the word for a name is
ett namn.
In the word list you heard that the word work is
jobbar.
The word work here refers to the verb work or works, as in I work every day. The Swedish word ends with an AR, which indicates that it's something you're doing now, in the present. For instance, I'm working now. Almost all Swedish present tense verbs, that is, words for things you do now, end with an R. If the word ends with an A, like in
jobba,
it means work, as in to work. Getting to grips with the grammar. In this conversation, you learned the words for I,
jag,
and you,
du.
Repeat the following words for he, she, and it, starting with he.
Han.
She.
Hon.
It, referring to an N word.
Den.
And it, referring to an et word.
Det.
As you might have noticed, when you were learning the words in the word list, there are two types of noun in Swedish. Nouns are words which are labels for things, like surname and photographer. Let's call them N-words and et-words. When you learn new nouns, it's a good idea to learn which type of word it is from the very beginning. So far, you've learnt the et-word
ett efternamn,
a surname, and an N-word
en fotograf,
a photographer. Actually, almost all nouns denoting people are N-words. That's a good rule. One more thing worth noting is how you say what your profession is.
Jag är fotograf.
I'm a photographer. In Swedish, you don't use the article a before the word for the profession. Unlike in English, I'm a photographer. A policeman or a policewoman in Swedish is
en polis.
Now try to say I'm a policeman in Swedish.
Jag är polis.
Well done. I hope you remembered not to say the article.